People say that basically today it has no strategic relevance at all. It was argued during the Cold War that it could, you know, be useful maybe to cause uncertainty. Uncertainty was a great sort of deterrence principle in Moscow about whether, you know, another country in the West would actually use nuclear weapons separate from the US and maybe hit particular military targets. Now, of course, the Cold War is no longer with us. But the government here, the British government, says that, we could face a similar threat sometime in the future. The world's an uncertain place and so on. Therefore, we must keep our, we must replace our Trident system with a new submarine, a nuclear missile submarine fleet.
And we hear this expression, it gets us a seat at the top table.
Well, that's what a lot of people say. That's the only, well, that's its only main use anyway, politically. You know, we were at a lot of different top tables. Every single member of the permanent five, UN, on the UN Security Council, have nuclear weapons. They're members of the official nuclear weapon club. But more and more people also say that even that's getting increasingly relevant because the economic power and other kind of power that's important, India, for example, Brazil, Japan, they'll probably be permanent members of the UN Security Council. They are not, well, India is actually, but not, Japan certainly is not, nor is Brazil, South Africa have given up nuclear weapons actually. So, you know, that argument is dilute or even is no longer relevant either. And especially the other point they say, the critics of Trident say that the enemies now, you know, are insurgents or terrorists or Al-Qaeda people or cyber warfare and so on, and you can't use Trident against any of that.
What are the alternatives to Trident?
There's no nuclear missile system. There's no nuclear weapon system, which is really sort of alternative, because the only credible, if you like, if you're going to have a nuclear weapon system at all, it's got to be hidden, it's got to be on a submarine. Now, that's the conventional argument. That's the main argument that people use, of course. Other people say you cannot which is also, I think, true, you cannot disinvent nuclear weapons and nuclear technology. Therefore, those countries who really want to, who have had nuclear technology, you keep them in reserve. You have a few bombs, if you like, and you can take only about 6 months. The Japanese have said that too. It takes a few months to actually gear yourself up to having a nuclear weapon if there's such a crisis or the world is in such a state that you actually think you need one. You have the technology, you have the art, but not the article, as Churchill said a long time ago.